welcome back. So you're listening to Immunize Wisely again. This is the second hour, and we have Jenna joining us as well as Kathleen in Texas. So you, go ahead, Kathleen. You're sharing of your secrets for teeth, and you wanted to talk more about citric acid. I know people that want to talk more about D3, you know, vitamin D3, so, you know, the synthetic form. So,
well,
so we can talk about all that.
Yes. Okay. Well, anyway, this lady, her name's Jessica Armand, and so she invented this My Magic Mud toothpaste, and just a tremendous success, and it became an international success, you know, her little invention, and it was just great. And you could just buy the activated charcoal separately and mix it yourself with calcium bentonite clay, but she had it all mixed. And then she branched off into toothpaste that had all those same ingredients, but a little more easily usable. And so I always kept a few tubes and ahead. And then I was very upset to find out she's gone out of business. And I just thought, such a shame when something so great. And I just wondered, you know, what happened. And, I mean, she gave us all the recipe, you know, what to do. But it works great. It polishes your teeth. And, you know, and then the tea tree oil is fabulous for any infection or anything. But I always joke that I'll be a really good-looking corpse. My teeth will be, they'll have to fix it so I'm smiling.
Yeah,
but I'm going to be cremated, so it won't help.
Well, that really always got to me when Perrier said to us that she's in her 80s and she has all her teeth, you know, and that was like, wow, she has all her teeth. And, she isn't totally averse to eating sugar, you know, but she has all her teeth. So that was a huge wake-up call to me of the value of clay for
dental. And then you're probably familiar with pulling, what they call pulling.
Pulling, yeah.
Yeah, so you have
a lot of people. My sister does it with coconut oil religiously.
Yeah, or you know, if you put tea tree oil and or a mouthwash, and you just kind of pull it through your teeth, and you know, keep it in your mouth for a few minutes, and you know, I think that is one of the best things you can do for dental hygiene. But anyway, if anybody ever can tell me what happened to this girl. This lady that had a successful, wonderful business, it just kills me, the thoughts of her going out of business. But anyway, so if you do get a chance, I would love to hear you read that article about citric acid and what, you know, from Weston A. Price. I want to know more about it. And then,
I can mail it to you, too. I don't mind mailing it to you.
No, but I mean, since you don't have a guest, it would be great for all of us to hear it, but
but there might be other topics, you know. I mean, I'm just saying,
sure.
The citric acid, she also talks about in the article, we never even got there, and that is the, let me go down here, it was the lactic acid. So I went to Natural Grocers the other day, and I just wanted to have a crunchy snack, and this one looked really good, you know, and it was like from some off-brand, you know, like just a little Mexican family making these by hand. And I looked at the ingredients, and sure enough, it had both citric acid and lactic acid in it. And you know, it's not like, you know, from the old days, you know, little hand batches that they're actually, you know, this is commercial lactic acid, you know, manufactured. And they were both manufactured at the same time, the late 1800s. They figured, you know, chemically how to do it. And the FDA has, considered both of them GRAS, which is generally recognized as safe. And they do that for a lot of things. and the food industry accounts for, she says, 35% of global lactic acid use. So it actually is not benign. It's a preservative.
And then the citric. And what about the citric acid?
Yeah, same thing. It's a GRAS.
And then you said something about there was some company that had the monopoly on it or something. Citric acid.
Well, why don't we just, I could go ahead and read some of that on there.
Yeah, and then let me just say one last thing. I told Jenna that I really love hearing her and Brian mm-hmm. talk about biochar. And I just think it's such a wonderful thing to put in your garden. It reminds me of Dr. Joel Wallach talking about that we lost all the minerals, in our gardens when electricity came in because we didn't.
Right.
We no longer put the ashes in the garden. So, what they're talking about is just so beneficial for all of us. But anyway,
right.
Well, thank you so much.
We used to burn wood, just straight wood. It wasn't like
yeah.
a whole bunch of newspapers in there.
Right.
You did kindling, and if you had
right.
some paper, maybe you started with it, but usually they use other stuff. But they put all of that on the soil, all the wood
right.
ash. So,
well, I do also want to comment. There is like a war on wood stoves going on. We talked to our friend on the East Coast in New York, and he was going through the roof with all of the permits and permissions to get a wood stove installed in his new home because he had a fireplace and he just wanted a wood stove put in. And he's like, I can't believe the ringer that his contractor had to go through to do this. I mean, it's like with all of the permissions with Agenda 21, it is really making it difficult and expensive for people to continue to have a wood stove in a new home certified.
Wow.
We all had fireplaces, and we all had, would take the ashes out to our natural organic vegetable garden. I never was thinking much about the fact that there were no minerals in it until I started hearing Dr. Joel Wallach describe that. And but anyway, thank you so much. I really enjoy the show, and I'm sorry your guest didn't show up, but that gave us all a chance to speak.
Exactly. I figure, I tend to roll with the punches.
Yes.
Usually. But, people were very interested in the D3 thing, the Calicer, how do you say that? It's, I never can say it right, but it's Calicer for, I have to look at it to say it right, because I never, I read it, and then I'm like, you're not used to pronouncing it, Color Cipherol or something. I'm so butchering it really bad, but it's vitamin D3, and it's in a lot of vitamins. If you get a multivitamin, it's absolutely in there. And
well, thank you so much, and I'm glad you're on top of everything.
Okay, no problem. So, Kathleen, I'm going to go ahead and mention, you can sign off, but I'm going to mention it was Pfizer that has, the main monopoly. They're the ones that developed it, probably patented the process. And it was from 1970 to 1929, James Curry, Pfizer's first research chemist, developed a process of producing citric acid by fermentation of sugar. Anyway, they were able to, you move forward in time, and they actually are growing it on a black mold. It's a black mold product, believe it or not, that they're getting the citric acid from. And that's the creepy part for most people when they read the whole thing. And it's not just in the Weston A. Price Foundation. Mer Bailey has found several articles. I found a couple, and I haven't been able to, after I went to find this one article again, it was behind a paywall. So it's definitely out there. A lot of people do know about citric acid. It's just come to light in the last 10 years. But, yeah, Cargill's plant was the first to be able to pipe in liquid feedstock directly to its citric acid facility. Ooh, you know, so there's just Archer, Daniels, Midland, everyone knows about them and how they, you know, anyway, it's a nasty industrial, you know, produced product. That's,
well, when you think of the, because I know you like that calm magnesium, and so do I, and it has only two ingredients, the magnesium carbonate, magnesium oxide, and then citric acid. But when you put the warm water, put it in warm water, it the magnesium turns to magnesium citrate, which is the most, supposedly, the most bioavailable form of magnesium. And but I want to know what's the source of this citric acid.
Well, obviously, it's manufactured citric acid. This is the whole thing. I just remember when Al Whitney was my partner on the show, she was having horrific leg cramps. And I said, just go and get some Calm and start taking it. And that fixed her leg cramps because she was that deficient, you know. But, you know, I don't take Calm anymore because I was like tested, my hair was tested, and I was really super high in magnesium and calcium, and I thought, well, I'm just going to back off and just get stuff from diet. So I'm pretty much backed off on a lot of supplements other than just, you know, healthy eating, and juicing. I'm kind of into that. So, you know, I go through stages, you know. You know, supplementation to me, I mean, pills is just definitely not something I'm into. It's got to be in herbal form or, you know, microalgaes or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What's her name? The lady that's on at noon on Saturdays, Janice Barcelo.
Correct.
Okay, so she was on today with a guest. And everything he has is all from herbs, and it was pretty interesting. Okay, well, thank you so much, and I'll be listening, and thank you for all you do.
Okay, thank you, Kathleen.
And if Fred's out there, and if you can hear me, Fred, call in. We want to hear from Fred.
Yeah, I know, Wolverine. Yeah, I've heard from him too, but not personally. So,
okay,
anyway,
thank you, Ingrid and Jenna.
Okay, yeah, no
take
problem.
Care.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Bye.
Take care. Yeah, there's you know, there's all kinds of this stuff all over the place. And to me, if you're going to get into pills, you know, that kind of supplementation, swallowing capsules, or you know, a lot of that stuff does not dissolve. Your first line of digestion is saliva, and if your saliva is not being mixed with whatever you're consuming, you're likely not going to assimilate it very well, because you need that saliva to initiate all the other digestive juices in your body. So it's actually a big deal. When John Christopher said your body produces a pint and a half of saliva to digest each meal, you know, that's like a big deal to me, you know, that's the ideal, you know, is to liquefy your whatever you're eating before you swallow it. And that's, you know, true with juices, you know, that you should, you know, mix it in your mouth thoroughly with saliva. And I really have to slow down on my eating because I tend to just, you know, eat quickly. But that is actually a thing to, you know, eat slowly. You don't have to eat as much. When you eat slower and you're eating high quality foods, you get fuller a lot faster too. So you would need much less food. So it's a good thing to remember, to me, as we're going into a dark winter and food would be, you know, quality food's going to be less available, that you make sure whatever quality food you have, you use that for nourishment and you eat less. You know, and the Africans, there's a whole tribe in Africa, they say, and it's true, you only need what fits in your two hands. You know, you cup your two hands together, that's the size of your stomach. If you're eating more than that, then you're eating more than your body actually needs. So that's something to keep in mind. And so that's another reason to thoroughly masticate your food, because you are going to get more of the nutrients out of it, and you'll feel full faster. So there you go. Any comments, Jenna?
Well, I have a couple things. I put them in the chat. One is going back to the mineralization of garden soils. We have an old-timer out here in Olympia, Washington. He is still at it, and he still writes prolifically and puts out a free newsletter on his perspective of how to save the world with good soil. But if anybody out there wants to get a soil test done and a prescription to remineralize their garden soil according to what they've got, they can go to blossomera.org. And that's they'll send your soil in a little Ziploc baggie out, have it analyzed, and tell you exactly where you're at, because there's lots of different types of soil out there. It's not just like a one-size-fit-all and you can just grow great food. Everybody's soil is different, and understanding that personalizes your connection with your food. So that is blossomera.org, and you can connect with those people and get that job done right.
Okay.
And, I think that's really important. And then I was just also thinking, what do you think about that, Ingrid, in replacing citric acid, just, you know, grating up lemons and lemon rinds and drying it and having that in a powder form? That would suffice for cooking needs or canning, wouldn't that be appropriate? Or using vinegar, right? You don't need to buy citric acid.
No, you don't need to buy citric acid. If you're preserving your own food, you should not use citric acid. They say use lemon juice, and I had a friend actually buy some lemon juice, and of course it had citric acid in it.
That's hysterical.
Yeah, that's too weird. So my guest says that he's been by the phone the whole time.
Oh, okay. Drop me. Okay.
Can you believe that? I don't know.
He's here.
So I guess I could have Frank try him again. But he's typing now. But he says he tried to call the caller line and there was no answer. That's what he's saying in email. He says, I've been by the phone since 7 p.m. I just called. There was no answer. The caller in line, you know. So I can give him the phone number again, which is this one right here. It's the same number I've been calling him on. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Let me try this again. Oh, my gosh. Maybe I have the wrong phone number.
Okay. While you do that, I'm going to keep talking.
Yeah.
Because,
okay. Let's try this. Yeah. Oh. He's gonna take us to a break. I'm going to figure this out because obviously I had the wrong phone number or something on his thing. Oh, my God.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Was looking at a sheet and I put 5333 in my cheat sheet of, you know, with that where I have my guest, and I didn't have the right phone number. I feel absolutely horrible. I have to make this up to Jose. I mean, he's been really looking forward to the show. That's why I was so puzzled. I mean, what's going on? He should be there. So I emailed him, and anyway, please accept my apology.
No problem.
I feel really bad. And by the way, our board operator found you on Skype, so you must have had a Skype number at one time.
I must have what?
A Skype number. At one point, you joined Skype at one point because your exact same name. There, I don't know how many Jose Antonio Jarimbas there are, but it's identical to you.
There is Jose Jarimba. There is a cousin of mine, but Jose Antonio Jarimba, I think I'm the only one.
Okay.
Jose Antonio. Anyhow. Jose Antonio Jarimba.
Well, so I was telling people how you actually healed yourself. So I gave the website. The website is Jarimba. NoMorePain.com. And
that's correct.
You have an office in McAllen, Texas. I already gave you an introduction, then we couldn't connect with you because of my error. And I feel
no problem.
Absolutely horrible.
Yes.
Well, this is, I don't know if I'm going to forgive myself. You're so kind.
No problem. We can do something beautiful, more greater than this later, some other day. No problem.
Okay. So You know, you traveled all over the world on a cruise ship, Jose, and then you observed, you know, there's people in pain, and then you became sick yourself. And how did that, how did you develop this, you know, heal yourself? How did this all come about from your vast experience in the past, and then you becoming ill, and then healing yourself and taking that to other people? How did that all unfold?
It was through the observation of the fetus, the position of the fetus inside of a future mother, and it has consequences to humans. So I was born very asymmetric and imbalanced, but I didn't know that I was like that. I knew that I would walk with a gait, but I had no idea that the consequences of pain and everything had to do with it. So later on, after I researched it, I discovered that, yes, that the pain is the language of the body communicating with the recipient that he or she needs an alignment and balance to equilibrate, you know, our body and our structure so that we can enjoy life free of pain and illnesses and with a strong immune system. And once I discovered that, I looked for a school that teaches fetal origins, the position of the fetus inside of a future mother, and its health consequences to humans. No school teaches that. So I decided to do the research myself. Took me 13 years, but I discovered it. Then I had subjects to experiment. I had pregnant women, 17. And once I discovered that indeed 90% of humans are born already with pre-existing conditions. And that's the gait, the asymmetry of the structure and imbalance of the body that causes that. So I went into researching to find out how we could correct our structure and balance of body. And I found a method. So I cured myself, I can say that. And since then I did testing and it was successful. Along the way I was improving. And today we have a method that is practically perfect. People can come with pain, illnesses, whatever. And here we align the structure, balance of the body, open the veins, arteries. I mean, we multiply the cells, inflammation disappears from the body, and people recover their health. And in the process, they look younger, stronger, and healthier, and their body will no longer require medication because this, the body on cells take over the healing. And person leave my office pain-free, illness-free for the rest of their lives. And if they are taking medication, we guarantee that our clients, their body will no longer require medication. And we have helped more than 11,000 people. We have been in business for 12 years, practicing for 14, of course. And we guarantee our services 99%. And we travel all over the world to help people. If someone is in New York, all they have to do is communicate with us, make arrangements. We go there, help them, come back, and so on. Our base right now is in Texas, McAllen. But we travel all over the world.
Okay, so I'm looking at the cover of your book, which is The Human Mold, Prevention from Origin. And you say how a properly aligned baby from the beginning of life determines the quality of one's future health and what newly expectant mothers can do about it. But the picture I thought was very interesting of the baby, clearly a breech birth, you know, with a head not descending down into the pelvis, you know, with the feet or, yes, or the butt. So is that what happened? Did you find out about your birth from your mother?
Oh, through my research, I discovered what happened inside of my mother. I was the first child out of five. And of course, when the first child, in the future mother, you know, of course, is pregnant with a newborn, and happens that a mother-to-be, when it's the first child, they rest longer. They sleep longer. So the damage for the first child is always more than the second, third, and fourth, and fifth. So my sibling, the little one, was born a little healthier. And that's all it dictates. The position of the fetus dictates our health.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying with your mother sleeping a lot more and reclining changed your positioning inside the womb?
That's correct. And she used to sleep towards the left side. So I was leaning on my right side. So I was born with my right side asymmetric, with a right leg shorter, my shoulder lower. I see less from my left eye. My ear was pinned. All of this observational parts of my body that I noticed. And once I corrected myself, once I have my structure aligned, my body in balance, the veins open, so I recovered my health. You know, and it goes to the beginning. And also adding to that, since then, 19 babies have been born with good symmetry, good balance. And these babies are in good health, and they're going to live probably up to 120 years and in good health without major health complications.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, you know, a question. So, a pregnant woman, I mean, do you have them do exercises? I mean, what kinds of things would you have an expectant mother learn from you to make sure her baby is perfectly symmetrical?
For now, actually, I have already in mind to build beds for pregnant women because they want to sleep face down. But for now, I don't know anyone that has beds for that purpose. But for now, I recommend alternating, like the animals do. If you observe animals, they're lying down, then they turn. So that means that when the body it hits, the temperature is too hot, too high, that creates discomfort, they turn. The animals alternate that way. Humans, well, sometimes they turn up their conditioning and so on and stay on the same side. Well, and the consequences are dire for people, for the future babies. But yes, I recommend alternating.
So alternating from side to side or lying flat on your back. What about lying flat on your back?
No, that's dangerous because the lungs pump oxygen from the front and the back. If you lie face up, you're going to grasp for air and you're going to have problems breathing. Face down is the same. So alternating on the sides, right side, left side is the best way.
Okay, but making sure it's fairly equal.
Because they cannot be perfect, but at least it will be within the range of the baby being born healthy.
And what about the baby being positioned? Would you suggest they get out on all fours, you know, and do that exercise to make sure that the baby's head is descending into the, you know, vaginal canal?
Well, that automatically, you know, the amniotic acid, you know, and they float. If they comply with that positioning, the fetus, you know, floats and position itself pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yes. You don't see any of the mothers that you work with, there's no breech births that occur.
No, but not that I know, no. Mm-hmm. No.
Mm-hmm. And your main thing is just having them sleep alternating sides.
Sleeping alternating, for they can put the clock, alternate 2 hours and 2 hours, and the baby will be molding evenly. That's the idea.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
You actually, when you see the babies walking, when they start walking, you notice if they keep walking full, it means they have an underdeveloped leg and they're not well. And those that kind of walk and never fall, those have good alignment, good balance, and they're going to be healthy babies.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, very interesting. So, thank you. I'm sure a lot of people have had traumatic births. I mean, this is a whole thing that one of our hosts talks about, you know, the whole birthing experience being a hospital, if it's in a hospital and the bright lights. And in fact, I ended up being a hospital birth and I used to hate overhead lights. It was traumatic. I was supposed to be a home birth. So people have, you know, what they call birthing trauma that is often subconscious. And so how does that affect, you know, the symptoms? I mean, you know, all of a sudden having a C-section, for instance.
Yes, that's a good question. And I, when I see a pregnant woman, I always ask if they have back pain, if they have problems breathing, if they are swollen. If they are swollen or have back pain, that's a sign that there is no blood flow, proper blood flow. It affects the baby. So the body of the future mother will swollen, and they will have a difficulty delivering it normal. So they have to have a cesarean. So I always advise, and we do it there all the time, when someone is pregnant, a woman, they come here, we align in balance, and then the baby stops kicking. Because a future baby inside of a future mother do not supposed to be kicking erratically. They're supposed to be bumping. And the mother's supposed to feel nothing inside of her. Supposed to feel lighter. Something very soft, very beautiful, like how it's supposed to be, a pregnancy. Not a burden, not heavy, not, tired, nothing like that. And I see many mothers, they go through a situation like that because they themselves are not well, so the baby will suffer the consequences upon delivery.
So do you recommend a good diet, exercise? What are you recommending for a pregnant woman overall?
A pregnant woman, I recommend, food, fish, chicken, salads are beautiful, nuts. I mean, if you're going to cook rice, add peanuts. Peanuts in rice are excellent. They produce oil. Very, very good. But never drink with food. Half an hour before you eat, cut the drink, because food is for energy. If you don't eat, you die. So what the food does to you, produce energy to keep you alive. And after you eat, half an hour later, drink as much as you like. No problem. But within half an hour before and half an hour after, that's the rule, like the animals do. They don't eat and drink. I observed in the wild, and also they do it. I myself have a way that I feel great all the time. So when you eat, you're supposed to feel good with energy. And people that eat and drink, they push down the food too quick. Approximately 60% of the vitamins and minerals, they go down to the esophagus. They live, they ferment, cause the bloating. With bloating comes the symptoms of repeating, acids, passing gas. Then the body absorbs about 40% of the vitamins and minerals. The enzymes break the process to produce energy for the body. And it's not enough. What happened to the body? Half an hour later, they feel lazy or they need a nap. And that's when blood pressure goes up. So the right way to do it is half an hour before cut the drinks and only drink half an hour after you eat.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, but women should drink plenty of water, right?
It's good for them, Yes, I do this way. When I get up, I drink like a half a liter of water. I go, shower, everything else. Then I eat my breakfast without drinks. I go to my whatever I have to do all day. Around 1 o'clock, I drink a liter of something. Just drink it. And then maybe by 5 o'clock, another half a liter, whatever. And the sun is too hot, you drink more. The body asks. But with this method that I use, my body is dehydrated and I feel great. That works. And for the food, salads, all those light things are good. And tell people, Ingrid, to chew the food good to facilitate the metabolism. Chew it good. Don't swallow it.
The importance of not wolfing down your food, but to masticate it well, because the saliva initiates a digestive process. I did mention that actually on the show. And that is really important that, it should be more of a meditation. You shouldn't be bolting down your food, and especially for pregnancy. And then, we have so much of this toxemia in pregnancy, and they say, you're supposed to have all this protein, but I found that women can't eat all that protein and get salads and good things in. So I always had people do things like chlorella and spirulina, blue-green algae. The algaes are really high in protein, but it's not so much animal, heavy protein, canned tuna and things like that, because I found that that tends to lead to toxemia if you're not, having a more of a, vegetarian sources of protein. Animal products are great, but having excess and not drinking plenty, I've seen too many women get toxemia that way. Have you seen that?
Yes, people should not exceed. When they are pregnant, they should eat in a way a balanced, you know, normal balanced food. I mean, not different. You know, eat normal. Apply your salad, your rice, all those things. Don't drink with meals. You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. If you look back to the street like I did, I look back to history so much to do my work, to be sure of everything that I'm saying is right. People before, I mean, there were no vitamins, nothing. You just have to know what to eat. And I'm very conscious about that. And, you know, I select what I eat. You have to watch out. Don't let everybody wants to sell things. You have to watch out and say, why I'm going to eat that? Why I'm going to take that? For what? I ate, I feel good. That's it. My baby's good. That's it. You know, those are things that the pregnant women should look at, not do things in excess. The doctors just recommend vitamins. They're doing their job.
Right.
I mean, hey, go ahead, we go home with something. No, that's not right. Here, when we direct a pregnancy, it's a success.
Right. Okay. So, I do have to ask this. So, you have all these people that have health problems that are pre-existing, and then they get older, they go to school, they get all these vaccines in order to get into school, maybe they start drinking in high school, smoking, have a stressful job, or drink soda pop, and then they end up being, you know, completely messed up and in pain and pretty soon on medication. And I'm sure you've seen some of these people. So what do you recommend? I mean, do they just come to see you one time? You work with them, their body structure, and what would you recommend? You know, I mean, obviously they're not. You're not going to want them to go back to eating, you know, and drinking lots of soda pop, or you know, drinking a 6-pack of beer every night, or things like that.
Yes, well, that's a good issue, and the origins of it I have very clear. It starts with the family. When they have a dysfunctional family, the kids like will be dysfunctional. They have sick parents, the kids are going to be sick. And this is, you know, they pass it to different generations. When you have responsible parents, well, they have responsible kids. They teach them about their diet. They teach them about everything. But especially here in the Valley, where I have my office and live, it's easy. Hey, go out, eat this, eat that, you know, drink this, drink that. They don't think about the consequences of mixing everything, not eating properly, not eating on time. Our body responds to the times, too, that we eat in this space. And, well, the parents have a great responsibility to that. Schools, too. And I see they're doing a poor job. And because their idea also is not to keep people healthy. This is a circle going on. Why am I going to keep the kids healthy? You know what I mean?
Right.
This is exactly what's happening. Yes. Right. I mean, they are not going to put me on television and say, Mr. Shurim, we're going to keep the people healthy. No. We have to do on our own. They are not going to help us.
Right.
But we are very happy people are responding.
Right, and it's so sad. We have over marriages, they say today, over 50% of them end up in divorce. And that is so sad.
It's more than that, actually. I mean, the main thing is financial, emotionally, social influences. I mean, the social media, of course, has a big factor on it. I mean, plays a big role. Because before, people won't travel as much. They'll be together. They'll stay together. Now it's different. I mean, you have planes, you have cars, you have telephones, everything. So you go everywhere. Oh, honey, I'll call you later. It doesn't work that way. People go and have different influences. And both, not just the man or the woman, both just create that atmosphere that they feel fed up and they just want to be free. But they don't realize that it's not healthy, but they are not healthy together. It's kind of, it makes society be a little bit confusing.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, it does. So how did you start out opening your office? What did you do to get people to want to come and see you? I mean, obviously you saw people in pain. Did you have classes or?
I love that question. Actually, when I discovered this, Ingrid, I have all my documentation here. I contacted the United States government, which was in 2009. I tried to approach Mrs. Clinton, that was the Secretary of State, and telling her about the news. I even sent a copy of the book. She ignored. Then I wrote to a politician here. I asked him, I sent a book to him from his office to send to Obama. So before Obamacare became law, because I said, if we can keep your people healthy with this method, we don't need Obamacare. So from the office of President Obama, ex-President Obama, I received a letter saying that we received, we read, we evaluated, and we archived it. I mean, we recorded it. But no action. So then I wrote to Medicare, Medicaid, and I asked them, you know, hey, I discovered this. I can save $2 trillion to the United States government by keeping people healthy. I received a letter saying, well, you know, your idea is very good. We're going to send it to the innovation department. Never heard from that. So then I wrote someone, then politicians. I approached even universities. Nobody cared. I said to myself, I'm going to open my own business because this is business they are doing. I'm going to help it. So I opened my office, and the word of mouth, the little publicity flyers, you know, and so on, and everything starts rolling, and satisfaction guaranteed. And was a success, you know. And here we are in a position to expand, ready to expand, and people need to be healthy. We have the answer. And this work not only applies to eliminate pain from people's body, we have the best rejuvenation program in the world, Ingrid. You know, Jeff Bezos is looking to keep people younger, live longer. Mark Zuckerberg is opening hubs everywhere. All of those billionaires. And yet I have the answer. I have the solution. I approached a few of them. No answer. That's good news. Because they're trying to find a pill, a miracle pill. That's a big lie. If you don't align and balance, a person cannot be healthy the other way.
Right.
Yes.
So, a lot of people, I mean, they live with chronic pain, but some people are in chronic pain and they don't realize it's like they have cancer. They find out they have cancer too late because they don't want to get diagnosed and they're dealing with pain. Do you run into people with pain that are dealing with a pretty serious illness and helping and able to help them?
We received here the worst cases in the world. Doctors cannot help, we help them. If they are in dialysis, when we align and balance, the kidneys align themselves, open the filters, and blood starts filtering. The kidneys start filtering the blood. It happens right in my office. So, when people have malignant cells, like a tumor in their lungs, here with our method, we dissolve, literally dissolve the tumor from the lungs, and the person can walk, never get tired, and can breathe normal. Because when they have a cancer, they barely can walk. Here, no problem. They can go back home and walk and live a normal life after they see us. Because we have autoimmune therapy in our office.
Mm-hmm. Autoimmune therapy, wow.
That's
so you're
correct.
Helping a lot of people recover from what they would think is a vaccine injury. And this is just aligning the body symmetrically so that their body can effectively heal itself. Right.
That's correct. You know, people, you know, come here with boxes of medication, Ingrid, and I say, oh my God, they are yellow, green, he's almost dying. We revive them. When they leave our office, they look like 10 years, 3 days, 5 days, 1 week later, they look like 20 years younger. Because when the body, the body takes over the healing, it sets itself to normal aging. You know, they will not, die earlier. Mm-hmm. They will live a healthy, beautiful life. And when they expire, they'll not be expiring in a moment. And, you know, through last weeks, last months, crying for pills. No, they're going to be happy. Actually, talking about that, I was invited to a client to a funeral because the client was suffering so much. After I saw the client, I stabilized. He's supposed to have died in 10 days. He lived 11 months, and he expired without pain. His wife invited me to his funeral and the family to let me know that he closed his eyes. He was blinking when he was going, you know, and smiling. But he couldn't talk because in some hospital down here, they damaged one of his these connective tissues that go to the brain that send the signal. They damaged it. And at least he died pain-free. That was a beautiful thing.
Right, because he was so far gone by the time he got him, but at least he had a peaceful expression on his face, because that's
correct.
A huge thing. That's a huge
correct.
Thing.
That's wonderful. That's a wonderful thing. The family was very happy, you know, with his emotions. Yes.
Right. Because, I mean, it's so, and that's one of the most horrifying things, is to see a family member suffer and then die still suffering. Or them morphining him out, you know, from the pain. And then, you know, that's not the way to transition to the other side.
I mean, you can have someone at home with a limitation, but no suffering. You don't have to go there and give them medication. They don't need medication.
Right.
Probably they're dying to expire, but they are not going to be... I mean, they were giving... this person, they were giving him powder as food. He was having a diarrhea every day.
Right.
Then when I recommended to his wife, go to the supermarket, buy nuts, broccoli, mix everything, and give it to him, to the tube, because he went from a tube. Therefore, you know, his bowels start normalizing, everything is color, you know, start getting pink, beautiful, instead of white, like snow, frozen. No. We change people's lives here. And we have a method. For example, in 2 minutes, we don't need machines anymore. We work with metics, meaning someone comes here. Once we evaluate the person, we can tell through by how many millimeters they are asymmetric. Of course, all the structure is tilts. We can tell all their organs are functioning with an accuracy of 99%. This is awesome. We don't need machines anymore, Ingrid.
Right. Yeah,
yes.
Because, you know, I was talking to Jenna. She's been doing my show while I was gone. Anyhow, she did the last show. And she's in Olympia, and she was talking about all this back pain she's been having, her, you know, the psoas, they say, right around the sciatica nerve, you know, just kind of chronic pain. And... So you're saying structurally aligning that so the blood is flowing correctly would probably take care of that, right?
In 15 minutes, she'll be out of pain. 15 minutes, out of pain for life. The treatment normally
takes... So this is not a chiropractic adjustment. It's not acupuncture. You're just looking at how someone's aligned. You do put them on a table, right?
No. On a chair. And they bend forward, like, you know, if you have been in an airplane, you know very well, if that airplane is going to go down, the pilot will be going to say, bend forward, hold your body, and bend forward. So the bones get to stay together. And therefore, the impact will crack less the bones. I use that system here. They bend forward, it's together. When I touch the knees, I discover how many millimeters they are off, okay? Some people cross their legs. It's very dangerous to cross their legs. When they cross their legs, they damage the ligament, the hip ligament. Then with time, they keep breaking the microveins. Then they're going to have a loose hip. Loose hip means they're going to have pain. The body will be tilted, and they're going to be curving all the time. So we can tell when we check people, we can tell if they've been crossing their legs, if they've been lying on a sofa sideways, if men used a wallet in back pocket, if they pressed on it. We can tell these three of people in 2 minutes here. And accurate, with an accuracy better than any machine.
So you have a machine, are you saying without a machine? or with a
machine? We don't need machines. We don't practice angry. We don't practice medicine. We do alignment and balance.
Right. So you
because
can
when start,
just by with someone's posture, they're coming in, they're walking in, and you have to sit in a regular chair, and you can totally tell just by your observation whether they have the woman crosses her leg regularly, or even the man that crosses his leg with a wallet in his back pocket or a cell phone in his back pocket. You can tell all that.
Yes, yes. Okay, if you go back to history and you look for Dr. Henry Windsor. Okay, he had an office, Henry Windsor. He was good. He requested from Pennsylvania University in 1920s 51 frozen bodies. He sliced them and he noticed the rings misaligned and he kept cutting and he discovered it was organ imbalance and will cause the blood flow interference. And he was correct. He was 80% correct about his research. To me, at that time, they didn't forward his research and work more neat and test more on because they don't want people to be healthy. But what they didn't know was those asymmetries and imbalances takes place inside of our mother's womb.
Right.
You see that?
I'm fascinated with the whole concept that you're the only one that's actually done this kind of research and is able to correct
thank you.
It. So this is amazing. So can we give out your phone number? Because we're ending the show. There's some people that don't have a computer. And so can we give out, you want to give out your phone number?
Please, give my phone number. I can give the website. Website needs some refining. My literal work needs some refining, but they will understand because it was written in lay people words so that everyone will understand alignment, balance, and so on. You can give my phone number to everybody. Please mention to them, regardless where they are, we can travel to them anywhere in the States and anywhere in the world.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and do that. Your number is 756-5.
No. 956, Ingrid.
956.
956.
Yeah, I'm
that's right.
Wrong. It's 956-502 and 9668.
That's right. Yes. Yeah, 956-502-9668.
Yeah, I was really bad with number tonight. I don't know how I did that. I transposed it from something. So we're at the end of the show. But thank you so much. I'm going to have to make it up for you in the new year.
Yes, no problem. We'll have a lot to talk afterwards.
Yeah, I definitely want to get aligned. I'm ready for symmetry. I'm fascinated.
No, Ingrid, you know, we're going to talk about it. I sure definitely, I'm flex and I can travel anytime, you know. We just have to arrange that and help people.
Okay,
and train.
Okay. That's fine. Okay, we'll talk soon. Thank you so
much,
Jose.
Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. And click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.